Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are out there in Fish Explorer land. This is Tim Fishman Emery. If you're just finding us on the World Wide Web, we are at fishexplorer.com. That is the main site and the best site for fishing information in and around the state of Colorado, and probably one of the better sites that you can ask any questions about fishing, because we have experts of all kinds on the site that can take care of you. This is a special podcast, and it's really close to my heart, and actually I've done the last two are pretty close to my heart, because I've spent the last 4 years dedicated to this endeavor, and it's all about to come to reality on Saturday. But it is the South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam. Started working on this about 4 years ago. We had our first fly fishing tournament for carp in the South Platte 3 years ago. And one of the main guys who really helped this going and has been the driving force of what's going on the ground floor level with the politics, the groups that are involved in getting things done, is a gentleman by the name of Todd Fair, who is our guest. Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the podcast. We appreciate it. Now, we go back, and we've told this story before, because I had Albert on, Albert Bivens, the ex-president of Denver Trout Unlimited, but we sat around about 4 years ago twiddling our thumbs trying to figure out how to get an identity, and somebody had suggested that we take on carp as our fish and a river, it was the South Platte, and everybody basically chuckled and laughed. Do you remember that?
I do. It was a good time, and it was an inspiration. As our home river having such a population of carp and having carp rising in popularity over the past many years, it just seemed to be a natural.
Yeah, but it took us a little while to figure that out, because I remember I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, in the beginning of this project and talking about carp and doing some improvements to the river in downtown Denver, there were a lot of people that were at least skeptical, to say the least.
Yeah, we almost got ran out of town and really almost got ran out of Trout Unlimited altogether.
Yeah, well, it seemed like a crazy scheme in the beginning, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, Todd, so we've got the Carp Slam coming up this weekend. We're hoping to raise about $7,000. Tell us what's been going on in the last year, because we've been doing a lot of work, and where it's going, and what this money is really kind of geared towards.
Well, over the last few years, we began to put together some ideas about, well, where would be the best project that we might be able to do in town? And originally, we tried to do a project in the downtown corridor, and that project just didn't seem to come together at the time. Our second choice, and maybe the best biological choice, was Littleton at South Suburban Park, at South Platte Park there. And we had talked about that a little bit, and what's come to pass over the past year is we had inked a official memorandum of understanding with South Suburban Park and Rec to enter into this study and work if the study turned out to be positive. And what we did was executed a study that took about 3 or 4 months, and the results of that study that had come back had said that, well, there may be challenges to improving this portion of the river. It was possible, and for a recreational fishery, it held a lot of promise. So we began to go through the formal steps and questions and start to really think about where we would be able to get funding to do a project like this and who we might be able to partner with. And we began to put together a coalition of people that are going to fund the first portion of this project. And the first portion that we're going to do is putting together the construction drawings and meeting with a lot of local people, that like Army Corps of Engineers and Urban Drainage, to talk about how our changes to the river are going to affect floodplains and other things like this. And it's kind of a big undertaking to go down that road and begin all the discussions, but we've done that, and it's been largely successful and accepted as something that can be done. So really where we are today is raising those dollars that are going to go towards doing the construction drawings and getting started towards the funding and the actual work in the river. And as that has been wrapping up over the last few months, a second project got underway, and that project is River South. And River South is a group that is made up of Greenway Foundation and other stakeholders like the City and County of Denver, Confluence Kayakers, Urban Drainage, the EPA attends those meetings, the Division of Wildlife. And when we began to go to those meetings, we saw that there was a possibility to incorporate recreational fishing improvements through downtown, really the area that's Confluence Park up to the south, up the river, to the Denver County line. And we've been working with that group to encourage fishing and to include that as an element in their park improvements plans. And it's turned out to be very positive, and that plan is still coming together, but it looks like fishing is going to be included as a big part of those improvements in downtown Denver.
So right now what's going on the river is South Platte Park over there at basically C-470 and Santa Fe is a great place where you can go down, you can fish the ponds with your kids, you can kind of walk around the river and look for some fish, and they've been doing a lot of improvements there lately. They've been stocking some trout there, so we've been catching trout. And it's a great place to take your kids, but we're going to work on building that and make it an even better trout habitat, smallmouth habitat, and so forth. And that's kind of what you're talking about with the initial project, right?
Yeah, we're looking at improvements in the river that will help recreational fishermen and especially kids get down to the river and be able to have a quality experience here in the metro area. You know, there's a lot of challenges to that, including, you know, the number of people that are likely to fish there when we're finished. But, you know, through proper management and a stocking program and hopefully people throwing the fish back, we're going to build a fishery that's something that the metro area can really cling to and head to in times of, if there's snow in the mountains in the wintertime, you know, there could be a hatch of blooming olives going off there, you know, in February or March in one of our warmer days.
You know, one of my goals is this, and I may be stealing this from Albert Bivens, I can't remember, but, you know, we've got young kids, both he and I have, you know, kids under the age of 3, and we want to be able to, when they're 6 or 7, go somewhere and pick them up from school and go fishing for 2 or 3 hours, catch a couple of fish, and then get home in time for dinner time and have mom not even care that we went fishing. Because that's really one of the cool things about the Platte, especially up there. We're going to have that chance to do it. And with your help and with everybody else's help out there, that's really part of the goal of what the Carp Slam's all about.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because last night I attended a hearing about the management plan in South Platte Park. And there were many people that came up to speak, and many of them were fishermen. And the overall theme that I heard at that hearing was that people wanted more and better fishing experiences. And one of the people that made the best point at the meeting was exactly that. It was about their kids and their grandkids and having the opportunity to come down just like that, or on a Saturday morning without making a big production, and, you know, catching a few fish and having that first or second experience with your kids or your grandkids, that's a really a big important item. And that's something that we need to work towards and try to bring that back to the metro area.
Yeah. So the Carp Slam
you know, unfortunately, most of the carp slam is not going to be held up in that area because just due to the fact that the fishing for carp is not that good in that area because there's not a lot of holding structure for the carp and there aren't a lot of the carp up there. Plus the water's a little bit cooler and the fish just have not made it up there. So we use the middle of Denver and the urban fishery, and we really do that to bring more people into the event to see them. Our headquarters are at Fuel Cafe, which is an old taxi building, which is kind of river north, and it's a great area to kind of get the feel of that urban landscape. You know, up at the South Platte Park, it's beautiful, it's nice, you can still feel like you're out of town. You get down to where we're doing the carp slam, and it feels pretty urban. You're fishing under bridges, you're fishing with graffiti, you're probably, one of the big obstacles in the river is probably a shopping cart that you're going to have to avoid, which is kind of really the fun part about the slam, personally. At least I think so. What's kind of going on? I know the Greenway Foundation is doing a big River South project. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what has been happening with that project is, over the past 3 months, there's been a period where the public's been invited to give public input and give their recommendations of how they wanted to improve the river. And, you know, there's a lot of stakeholders when you get to downtown Denver. There's the people who use the bike paths for biking and walking, and there's, you know, certainly other people that come to the table, like fishermen. And when you get down into that area where you're advocating for your use and you have a really rather small section, it gets kind of interesting, and you start to think about better and smarter ways to do things that are already happening down there along the river, improving some of the parks, some of the parking, some of the noise that we have down there. When you're on the river on some of our beats on Saturday, it's really noisy. When you get in the area of Alameda and Santa Fe area, it's pretty loud. And what this project is doing is looking at all those things that are going on down there recreationally, and trying to think about ways to improve it. And, you know, there's certainly the kayakers and boaters are at the table, and they're looking how they can improve the existing ride on the river. And, you know, one of the other things that we've talked about in those meetings is water quality. You know, when you get down into downtown, water quality becomes a bigger and bigger issue. We're looking at how that comes to be and why that is, what's causing that, maybe how we can improve those things too. Will it be a high country mountain stream someday? Probably not. But can it be improved far beyond where we are today? Can we take the shopping carts out? Yeah, of course we can. You know, the other on the positive side of it, you know, for all the negatives that we have down there, we do have a good fishery. There is smallmouth. We've caught in our tournament, and had officially measured, you know, reasonably large trout, I think over 20 inches. And there are fish there, and there's an opportunity to fish and have some fun. And when we're down there and we're in the river and fishing in a tournament like this, you know, just like every other location, when you're really fixated on the fish, you know, all those things kind of melt away, and we're working this little, you know, 30-by-30 section of the river where we know carp are. And, you know, you get the same fly fishing intensity even in an environment like that. So, you know, what can we do to expand our opportunities, and maybe more and more people will take advantage of this?
I think you hit it on the head. You know, until, you know, we were able to practice up until Monday, and I've taken advantage of going down there and scouting it and really gotten into it this year. And I've had a couple days where I've just been looking at fish, and the water finally came down and they have been eating, and I have been putting my fly in front of their face and just watching them refuse, or watching them eat it and spit it out before you even had a chance to do anything. And trying to catch a carp is the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, people give me crap and shit about thinking that, you know, carp is not the freshwater bonefish or anything. I think carp are twice as smart as bonefish. Bonefish, you can put that fly near a bonefish, and that bonefish will turn and go and eat it. You put that fly near a carp, that carp's going to look at it, it's going to come over, it's going to taste it, it's going to spit it out, you'll never have a hook in them,
and you won't be able to do anything. And I guarantee you, for those of you out there, that is true, and that is something that makes it so fun and so enjoyable. So, Todd.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, tell us the big picture going forward. From what I remember us talking about and what I know about, you know, really this project, you know, the South Platte Park System project that we're looking at is probably maybe a $500,000 project, maybe a little bit more. The big picture, if we fix all the river from Chatfield, you know, north to 104th, that's 20 miles, and our original guess was $1 million a mile. Is that kind of still right in line with how much it's going to take to fix this river?
You know, when you start talking about all of the other improvements that are likely to go on, you know, it's probably going to be in excess of that. But that would include other improvements, like I talked about, like the parking and doing things for biking and, you know, improving the water quality in the river. You know, when we originally started to talk about this, we thought that we were going to be alone in our effort and have to go out and gather the partners to put a project like this together. And when you get into an urban environment where there's massive fractional ownership all along the river, and you know, you start to get into some logistical areas about how can you communicate with those people. You know, fortunately for us, we found another group of partners that's out there that's looking to do the same thing. They're advocating for a lot of those other uses as well as ours. And when you bring the kind of partners to the table like the City and County of Denver and the Greenway Foundation and many of the other parties that are involved, those kinds of dollars and size of projects, although they're still huge, they're still very Goliath, I think, in nature, you know, they're still possible because of the efforts of the whole group working towards the better good in an area like this. So although, you know, the price tag on something like this would go up, our fractional share, if you will, and the effort that we have to put in may even be less, and we may be able to take advantage of all of the efforts that are going on and the process that's going on in order to pull it off.
It's an amazing project that we've taken under, and Todd, I have to say this, we're running out of time, but you have been instrumental in making this thing happen, and I appreciate it. I get to do the fun, easy part and set up tournaments like this and fundraise and stuff like that. You get the hard part of going to do the politics and learning all this stuff and brown nosing and finding the right people to deal with, and you've just, you know, without your leadership, we would never take on a thing like this. So I want to thank you and commend you for all your help.
Well, I take great pride in helping the chapter and making some of these come to pass. I think that over time, what will happen is these new fishing opportunities that are in Denver will likely attract some other like-minded individuals in the future and be able to build on the improvements and the projects that we're doing. And they'll be able to add to the experience that's already there. And hopefully we lay a good foundation for them.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody out there listening to this, that who has listened to this, if you want to get involved, we welcome you with open arms. We love all your advice. We want you to get involved. We want you to help not only with the Carp Slam next year, telling us what we can do to make it bigger and better. I know there's been a lot of controversy about us excluding people and not letting true carp fishermen fish in this, and, you know, it just, the truth is we didn't know there were a lot of people out there, and we just want to make it as successful a tournament to raise money as we can. So next year, hopefully we'll be able to add to this, add a second day maybe, add some more opportunities for people to get involved and fish in the Carp Slam. But, you know, we're looking for people to help with that, but we're also looking for people to help with Todd and his leg of it, of politicking and going to meetings and seeing people and putting together understandings and helping with the construction and doing everything. So whatever you can do to help, please let us know. We'd love to bring you on. And, you know, the best way to get a hold of us is through the Denver TU website. Right, Todd?
Yeah, and not only that, if you don't have time to contribute to the project right now, but you like what we're doing and you want to help out in a small way, there's an ability to visit the website and donate online. 100% of the proceeds from our projects like the Carp Slam go towards the physical improvement of the river, either planning for it or doing it. And, you know, it's hard to find another organization that will put more of your money directly into improvements. So with that said, I wish you well, and thank you.
Great. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. We will be seeing you all over the place this weekend. You will be introduced many a times, and if anybody out there wants to come say hi and learn more about the politics and exactly what the projects are going to, I'll introduce you to Todd this weekend, and come on by. It's going to be a fun one.
The South Platte Pro-Am Carp Slam is going to be held August 22nd. Fuel Cafe is the location, and we have been talking about this for the last 3 weeks because it is something that I am very involved with, and because this is my podcast, I get to do that. But here's the reality of the situation. The South Platte is an amazing fishery. It truly has a chance to be prolific. It has a chance to be great, and like I've said a couple times during the last 3 weeks, I want to take my kid fishing as soon as possible, as much as possible. I want to drive him down to the South Platte Park, drop him off, let him go fishing all day. This is what we got to do for this next generation of fishermen. So if you want, please get involved. Bring us whatever you can. If you don't have time, money is fine. If you don't have money, time is even better. It's a fantastic event to get involved with. And for all those of you getting involved with the Carp Slam, a couple secrets that I've learned. And, you know, I'm not an expert, and I don't truly mean to be like that, that I know all and am the be-all of carp fishing in the South Platte. But here are a couple of things. The fish are spooky. They're smart. You got to be quiet. You got to get down. You got to put that fly in front of their nose. You got to entice them, and you got to find the right fish that are eating. And that is really the key. The Carp Slam is going to have a couple different techniques going on, and we'll see which one wins, and it'll also depend on the water level. If the water is high and off color, we're going to see a lot of alternative species caught because a lot of people are going to be fishing blind. If the water is low and clear, we're going to see a lot of carp caught. So it's going to be a great event. Come by. We are closing this podcast again with a band called Broken Homes. Their song is called Slee Stack. James Snyder and a bunch of the other guys involved with the Carp Slam are part of this band. They're going to be our headliners starting about 5 o'clock at the after party at Fuel Cafe. It's going to be a great event. Come by, see us. And, of course, make sure you get out there and go fishing. If you got any questions or comments, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. And, again, get out there and go fishing.